from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Random question.
For you, Gold. For you, Drew. Over on the text line, 913-586-7610. I got that way off. Over on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, where you can watch the show live on video. We're up in training camp right now. You can see an empty tent behind us.
The Comcast business tent.
There's no one left up at camp except for us right now.
And Matt Araiza, I was going to say.
Hadn't come out for his jog yet.
Drew, we got some friendship bracelets handed us today, though. We had some
I'll show
listeners.
To the stream.
Some listeners were kind enough. They made us some.
Mine says, in spags we trust. What does yours say?
Mine says, swag. And KC offense.
Oh, mine says in spags we trust. I think I like my saying better.
I like that. And someone made some KC version Pokemon cards. KC Mon.
Like so, this one says KC Mon. Mm. Uh-huh. And then there's on the backside, it has Creed Humphrey. It shows his special abilities as Sooner Protect and Pancake Toss.
There you go.
This is just like, honestly, the paper quality is pretty good. So very impressive. That's not what my random question is about today.
Mine
is actually about school, not my school, not teaching. The question I have for you today is, how often when you were a kid did you get a new backpack? My daughter, for 2 consecutive years, has asked for a new backpack. She has not received it. She has had the exact same backpack since kindergarten. She's entering 3rd grade. It is a high-quality backpack. It's got her name on it. It's held up nicely, so we've been sticking with it. I'm wondering, because I've seen other kids get them pretty frequently, how often other people either get their kids a backpack or you got a new backpack as a kid.
So I don't know the exact answer. I truly remember. My guess is, I think like every, it depends on the age. When you're younger, I think you're more likely to get a newer one every year or whatever. Beat it up, or like, you know, it's, you know, your kindergarten backpack might have a, let's, you know,
might have a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. So I think it's,
but hers is just red.
Right.
Name.
So
no character.
I think when you're younger, it's more likely to rotate quicker. By the time you get to junior high, or, you know, my guess is your backpack you had in 7th grade might be the same one you have in 9th grade. Does that make sense?
I think high school, one backpack.
Well, that's,
you get like a JanSport like everyone else, and then just 9th, 10th, 11th.
I think in high school I had 2 backpacks in high school, maybe.
I had the same one I had in high school. I carried all the way through college.
Yeah,
same backpack. It was blue. It was a JanSport. That was it. That was the end of backpacks.
At least every 2 years, though, Cody. I don't think you should be making her wait 5 years to get another backpack.
Okay, so the first 2 texts in are, every backpack every 2 years, every year you cheapskate, every 2 to 3 years. Seems to be, again, I think I'm a cheapskate on this.
I think every 2 or 3
years. Why does she need a new backpack every year or a new lunchbox every year? That's crazy.
Maybe not every year, but I think after 2 years, it's just time.
But it's in good shape. Is it time just because she wants a new one? She might just be saying that. Kids say they want things all the time, and then you got to give them time to really think about it. They got to say it a couple
times. The backpack gets dirty too, man.
I wash it.
It's constantly on the floor. It's at the school.
I wash the backpack in the washer multiple
times a year.
I don't
think I ever washed my backpack ever.
Well, I've wiped it down, but not washed it.
No, I've put it in the washing machine.
I've wiped it down with like a Clorox wipe, but I've never washed it in the washing machine before. I would say every three to five years is what we got. I agree that I think when I was younger, I wanted maybe a different one, but we always had just like a regular like JanSport backpack that lasted forever. So
yeah, everybody had
it. Never
JanSport
was a big deal. Yeah.
Somebody said we did one for K-2 and then another one for 3rd through 5th grade. So that would be right around my daughter now.
Mm.
Someone says 4 kids here. My kids get a new one every year because they managed to absolutely destroy them. My oldest in high school carries too many damn books around, so they get a new one.
Someone says, if you get
a new backpack every year, life is handed to you on a silver
platter. Okay.
If it had a massive rip in it, I would get it. It's a perfectly backpack.
I swear, though, if hers had a rip, you'd be like, oh, I just sewed it back together, and it was good to go.
Yeah.
I feel like that's Cody.
That's what I would do with my backpack.
Okay.
For sure.
And that's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm honestly confused by the fact you said you wash your daughter's backpack.
What's funny is, like, I don't even – yeah, I put it in the washing
machine.
I've never heard of that either.
They hold up fine.
I've never heard of washing the backpack. They get beat up. They get dirty. And then after a year or two, and it's time to get another one. I've never heard of washing the backpack.
Someone said it's diabolical that you wash your backpack.
You could throw yours in the wash tomorrow.
Never would I think of washing my backpack.
It's just like clothes. What's the difference?
Eventually, it's going to get worn out enough, and I'm going to get a new one. I've had this for...
This is massive consumerism.
I've had this for...
You.
What the hell was that? I don't know. Something just fell out. That was for 2 years.
Does that seem like a problem? This looks like it screwed something in.
I know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's not from the backpack. It's from, like, the headset or something. Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Someone texted in from the 816. The real answer is when it's needed. I think that is... And now it's definitely
affordability.
Now at least it's well, again, up until I got the backpack because of the points donated from you guys, I was walking around with a backpack that one zipper just did. I did not open up that pocket because it was broke. And that
but
was
now you got your new Odyssey backpack. Thanks to all those points.
I know. Yeah, it's great.
Living your best life now. Clean new Odyssey life. Someone says Cody's daughter be going to college with a My Little Pony backpack. Again, hers is just red. Here's the thing. I think if I get into the character thing, then I am into
everything.
I think it is better to buy one that, let's just say, it's like galaxy theme, something that's like a little safer in the color scheme.
I can't believe it's that big of a deal. What do you say, Drew?
Do your kids have lunch boxes, or do they?
Yeah, what do you say?
My kids have lunch boxes.
Okay, so they have lunch boxes.
Not the soft, like, fabric ones.
Yeah, they have, like, a zipper lunch box.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Okay, so they have lunch boxes and backpacks. Growing up, always did, like, the sack lunch. So every now and then, my parents would be more willing to.
We were poor.
You have a backpack.
Lunch, so I ate lunch at school.
They'd be willing to give me the backpack more, I think, because I didn't have a lunch box. Where if you got the lunch box and the backpack and you're wanting the new backpack, no, it's not going
to work. Someone wants to know if you wash your suitcases? Do you wash your golf bags? Do you wash?
I mean, I've cleaned the golf bag. That would fit in my washing machine.
You take it to a dry cleaner.
So
steam clean the golf bag.
That just straight up wouldn't fit in a washing machine. So I've never done that. Neither would my suitcase.
Golf bag.
So I guess
you gotta
I've
wipe
never
down,
done that.
All right, we need a bunch of $6.10 heroes for a new backpack.
For Ruby.
She doesn't. I don't
I'm
need your
joking.
$6.10.
I'm joking.
I like her backpack. It's nice. She just wants a new one because you know.
She wants a new one.
Sometimes you got to teach kids that they can't just have things because they're like, oh, but my friends have sometimes. That's not the way life works sometimes.
I think that's true. But I think that's a very good lesson, and you're probably 1,000% correct. I wonder, does it differ if it's related to school and it's a backpack and it's for learning, et cetera? But I don't know. I'm not the parent, so I don't know. I'm just speaking from not having a children experience, but that's how I might see it being a little bit different.
I don't know if this is a heads up. This might be something Ruby wouldn't want me to say, Cody, but as a little kid, you try to, like, the backpack's not isn't durable enough to hold all the books that I need now because I need more books.
You don't have books anymore, dude. It's all just on one iPad.
Yeah, they don't have.
Oh
have
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
they
that's right. I'm sorry.
Life's different. They don't carry as much.
I did not. I was not in that era.
It doesn't have anything in it.
It has a lunchbox and you know, like, headphones because I got to carry those around.
I was not in that era.
It just reminded me. If you actually do need a backpack for your kid, you know, my friends over at Gann Asphalt, they're sponsoring, along with the Elks Lodge, who we sponsored the whole one. They're sponsoring a back to school carnival. This Saturday, August 10th, at the Elks Lodge 26. There you go. It says the first 30% participants receive a free backpack with school supplies.
That's awesome.
So that's 10 a.m. If you want to see it, I retweeted it on my Twitter.
That's a way better fundraiser than the text line suggested, which has a new fundraiser called Cody's Kids, where they give you a backpack every 6 years.
Every 6 years.
Jeez.
I thought maybe we could get through. I thought it could be like one per, like, great, like one per, like, school, right? One for elementary school, one for middle school, one for high school.
I think in high school
we'll
you could get by with
that's
the one.
Fair,
I think,
yeah.
I think in high school that's
because you're taking
fair.
Care of your stuff better. That's part of it, probably.
Yeah.
It's almost like you need a new backpack. You're a cheap ass dad. Come on, man. I still don't think washing backpacks is that crazy.
I really hadn't heard of that. I mean, it makes sense, I guess. I hadn't
heard of it either. It sounds like something that you
no, throwing your tennis shoes in the wash.
No, it sounds like something that you didn't know how it would work, and you tried it, and it worked out well, and now you just do it.
No, it's just like any other piece of clothing, or like, you know, like I've got those packing cubes. I throw those in the wash too. Like, I keep those things clean.
Yeah.
You don't just wipe it down with, like, a Clorox wipe?
No.
That would be enough, I think.
I don't think so. I don't think that's... Maybe this is why... You know what? Maybe this is why you all are buying a new backpack every year and why Ruby still looks in pristine condition going into third grade. She's been having it for 3 years.
I've had this backpack for 2.5 or 3 years.
Someone said, sorry, kid.
See, it's starting to get a little rip on the bottom. Going to have to get a new one in another year.
Someone said, sorry, kid. Dad needs a new gaming console. Cody wants to play the new video game. That's why.
I only played one single game of NCAA college football.
I played last night. Some guy pissed me off.
Why?
I won earlier. I was last night. Some guy. It was Texas again. Texas is the problem. It's not a good matchup for Kansas.
No.
Guy was shouting through my television because he had his headset on. I don't have a headset. I don't use it.
What was he yelling at you?
Just shouting, calling me boy the whole time. It was not
calling
fun.
You boy?
That's why
yes.
You need to just mute it. You got to just mute the TV.
It was not good. Drove me crazy.
Can't you just mute those people?
I think so.
If you did win the game, you should have hopped on the set.
I've done that before, Drew.
Don't kid yourself.
Don't worry, Drew. If the person was talking bleep the entire game and I don't have my and I can hear him through my TV driving me crazy, at the end,
if
when it's over, I absolutely hopped the headset on and I'll say something.
It's kind of weird if nobody's reciprocating the trash talk. Why would you keep doing it? That doesn't make any sense to me. If you're not talking back, why would you keep calling you boy the entire time?
That's a great question.
It gets them excited.
If they're not responding, then just move on.
I agree, but they just like leaving their headset on, I guess. I don't know.
It gets them excited. I don't know.
Okay.
I saw Drew was playing last night.
Yeah, I got a couple of my friends were in like an online dynasty, and I was struggling a little bit against Kennesaw State.
Yeah, we know. You can't score. We saw the tournament. 0 points.
I got down to the red zone 2 times in a row and threw a pick both times. It's like, dude, this is this game, man. And then, so you're playing against an FCS team, and the dude drills a 54-yard field goal, and you're thinking, what the hell is going on here? No way. But it's the beauty of college football. It's the people are bashing the game for how chaotic and crazy it is when little do they know. If you were to watch college football on a passionate enough basis, you would see one game that is just absolutely you-know-what crazy, and all kinds of stuff happens.
Text line is now saying I probably save paper plates. Let me make this clear. I don't own paper plates. Just use
what?
Regular
Why?
Plates.
Oh,
I don't have paper
plates. I paper plates if, like, we have a party. If there are, like, 40 people over, I use paper plates.
My wife and I just went to the store, and I bagged 80
paper plates. It's incredibly wasteful. Just use a real plate. I just use real plates.
No, I'm with you.
My kids use real plates.
I'm with you.
Paper plates for everyday use? That's crazy. That's crazy. That's nonsense.
Yeah, you do the paper or plastic plates when you have a group of people over and you don't want to have dishes for the big part. You know,
you don't want to like have a kitchen full of dishes for everyone to hang out and enjoy each other's company. Different. Use paper plates for every meal, Drew?
Not every meal. We have some glassware that we use. Like if we make something and it's nicer, we'll use the glassware for that.
$6.10 we use your
No. I have plates. I have plates and I have silverware and I have plates, I have silverware, I have bowls. But my wife in particular doesn't like to do the dishes. She likes to throw stuff in the dishwasher. I don't mind doing dishes. She just likes the paper plates because it's quick, easy, simple, throw everything away, it's done.
I mean, I get the convenience.
Plastic silverware.
This is like adulthood. I don't know. Like, it's just like part of the inconvenience of life. I hope you have those wicker things my grandma used to have to make the paper plate strong, you know, like click it inside so it's like a sturdy paper plate holder.
I do not have those, but we used to have them growing up.
What?
Yes.
Dude, they're like, man,
I know what you're talking about.
Fantastic. They like it like
very
so you
good.
Got the strength of a regular plate, but you can still throw your paper plate away at the end, you know?
You could plop as much spaghetti on there as you want to, and then the plate's not gonna crumble or fall over. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I see what those are.
Those are great.
Huh. Yeah, never seen that.
Someone says add a syllabus line to have a donation to Cody's kids for his future. Boy. All right. That's it.
It's convenient.
We got down a rabbit hole.
Glad we had this talk today.
We're learning some new things about each other today.
It's a very important
show. Drew's only
using
paper plates. Gold's going to get a new backpack soon. I'm never getting my kid a new backpack.
Ever.
under any
circumstances. All right, our, our training camp coverage is presented by Technology Group Solutions, the official IT provider of your Kansas City Chiefs. Up next, though, let's get back into talking about the deal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.